The gospel reading today, St. Paul speaks about, in the first reading rather, St. Paul speaks about the fact that what is awaiting him is a crown of glory, a crown that he has earned through all that he had done. That sounds pretty wonderful to us because he says, not just for me, but for those who love the Lord's coming. We look at that and say, praise the Lord, that be me. Got a crown coming. Well, hopefully. But we also have to listen to what St. Paul had to say before that, because what does those who love the Lord's coming really imply? Not just that we believe in the second coming of the Lord, not even simply that we believe in eternal life, which obviously we do. But St. Paul talks about the fact that he has fought the good fight, that he has kept the faith, that he has run the race to the end and he has kept the faith. Only when we would be able to say that will we also then be able to say that a merited crown awaits me. But have we merited that crown becomes the question. On one hand, when we're talking about eternal life, it's a gift that God gives us. It's not something that we can earn or deserve. On the other hand, we do have our part to do. We can't just sit back and say, well, since it's God who has to do it, then I can just do whatever I want and he's the one who's going to bring me to heaven. It's not that simple. We do have our part. And St. Paul makes that very clear what that part is. It's going to be maintaining fidelity in the midst of the trials of life. The trials St. Paul had to maintain fidelity through were some pretty severe ones, things that most of us will probably never have to deal with. But every one of us has trials in our life. And if you look at the way that your trials are, they are perfectly fitted to you. God knows exactly where your weaknesses are and what areas need to be worked on. And that's what he's going to give you. He's going to put people in your life who are going to test you in those areas. He's going to allow circumstances to happen in your life that are going to test you in those areas. Of course, the greatest test in your own weaknesses is your own self. We are our own worst enemy. We all know that. And so God's going to give us lots of opportunities to try to overcome all of these things with whatever it is that we need. We can all probably look at it, and I'm assuming we can all probably say, well, I definitely need more patience. Well, he's going to give you lots of opportunities. Probably can all say, I need to trust more. Well, then he's going to give you lots of opportunities. We can probably all say, I need to love more. Then he's going to give you lots of opportunities, whatever it might be. But then if we look at those areas, for instance, with St. Paul, we know, for instance, that he tells us himself that he was an angry man and he was an arrogant man. We see that even early on in his ministry. He was fighting with people all the time. And by that, I don't mean the pagans, I mean even some saints. And they wound up having to separate ways because they couldn't get along. And the churches canonized them all. So it's not like these were bad people that St. Paul, who's a bad person, couldn't get along with. No, not at all. They were human beings just like you and me that God had called to do different things, and they rubbed against one another and didn't know how to handle it. As St. Paul went along, he had to learn. He was being purified through these things, as were the other saints. So God will bring people into your life because you need to learn in whatever way that might be, in the way that's going to be best for you. Because maybe you're patient in an area that I'm not. So God will bring somebody into my life to test me in the area that you don't have a problem with. And you could look at me and go, huh, that's an easy one. Yeah, it's easy for you, not for me. So guess what? God's not going to put that person in your life because you don't have the problem. I do, so he's going to put the person square in front of me and say, now deal with it. Learn to overcome yourself. Learn to whatever you need to do. Be patient, be charitable, whatever it might be. Because most of these things aren't quick and easy. He's going to bring lots of people for quite a few years until we finally have this down. So, when we get to the end, and we can honestly look back and say, I've fought the good fight, I've run the race to the finish, I've kept the faith, then, and only then, can we say that there is a merited crown that awaits me. Until then, all we can do is say, I hope there is, and I'm going to do everything I can to be able to get there. We can't just take it for granted. We can't assume it, because it doesn't work that way. So in the meantime, we have to do our part. Know that God's doing his part. He only wants the best for you, so that's why he's going to put all these people and circumstances in your life, because he wants you to be a saint. And you're not going to be a saint by watching TV or sitting around eating bonbons and having nobody test your patience, having no problems in your life because you don't have to trust, because everything is so perfect and wonderful in your life, you don't become a saint that way. So he's going to provide all kinds of things because he loves you. And then it's our turn now to be able to try to cooperate, to see what it is that he's doing in our own life and be able to work on those areas of virtue that he's trying to develop so that we can become the saints that he wants us to be. Now, granted, St. Teresa tells us, and we can see it in St. Paul's life, that the number one, the amount of sin that needs to be overcome, but also the number of people that you're going to affect is going to depend on how much you're going to have to suffer. So St. Paul obviously has been affecting millions of people for all these years. His suffering was far greater than most of ours is going to be. But nonetheless, we still all have our things. So you probably aren't going to get whipped, stoned, beaten, shipwrecked, and all those sorts of things that St. Paul had. But that doesn't mean you're not going to have your trials. You'll have many trials, and they are going to be perfectly fitted to you, to the areas that you need. Not to what you want, I understand that, but to what you need. And so if we can pray through them, if we can see what God is trying to do, then we can cooperate. Then we can even be grateful. That's what the saints did. We think they're a bunch of nuts. The saints were thanking God for their suffering. They thank God for all these trials. Why? Because they were helping them to become saints. They were helping them to grow in virtue. That's what God wants for all of us. And when we can see that, we can even say thank you for that. Not because it's fun, not because it's easy, but because it's what we need. And in that need, we will be able to recognize with great gratitude that this is a gift that God has provided precisely to help me to grow in holiness, precisely then to merit that crown which God wants to give us on the day of judgment.